The Wisdom of Kabbalah on Audio, from the teachings of Kabbalist Rav Berg, Spiritual Director of the Kabbalah Center. Welcome to Creating Miracles, Tape 1, hosted by Rabbi Michael Moskowitz of New York Kabbalah Center.
I'm Rabbi Michael Moskowitz, and I'm excited to bring you the Kabbalah Center's Creating Miracles course. Kabbalah is a subject that interests so many people, yet very few of us really know what it's all about. The word Kabbalah means receiving, and it's the study of how to receive fulfillment in life, how to receive fulfillment without the chaos that we normally encounter as we pursue our desires and goals in life. Very often, we can't even get basic satisfaction in the areas of our lives that we consider normal or routine. And here we are talking about miracles. It would seem to most people, let's get some basic fulfillment in the regular areas of life, health, business, and relationships, and then we can start talking about miracles. The amazing thing that we're going to learn is that we will never experience basic satisfaction, basic fulfillment in the regular routine areas of our lives until we learn how to tap the zone of miracles. That might seem like a strange concept to you. There's a zone of miracles or a miracle zone. Kabbalah is going to teach us absolutely. But first, let's talk about what we think about when the word miracle pops into our mind. For most people, when the word miracle comes up, you think of things that are beyond the normal realm of living, beyond the normal realm of existence, beyond our expectations, beyond what's normally possible, beyond nature, beyond belief, beyond understanding. This is the way we normally perceive miracles in our lives. We're going to learn how to bring miracles into our lives. A famous Kabbalist named Rabbi Abraham Azulai, who lived approximately 450 years ago, taught us that the times we are living in today will undergo a major transformation. He said that miracles would become the routine and chaos would become the exception. As we mentioned before, the underlying word in our minds when the word miracle comes up is beyond. It's beyond the attainable. Miracles seem not to be attainable for average, everyday people. And if we do experience a miracle, we think it's God. It's God doing the miracle for us. So I guess God must have been in a good mood because he did a miracle for me today. Or if I don't have a miracle in my life, God must be taking a nap. We're going to learn an amazing secret right now. Kabbalah teaches that the Creator does not perform miracles for us. Most of you might pause when you hear this and strongly disagree, but that's the spiritual truth. The Creator does not interfere with the cause and effect process of the physical universe. He's left that for us. There's a very famous story in the Bible of the Israelites leaving Egypt, and we know they came to the Red Sea, a body of water that normally can't be passed. They needed a miracle in order to split the Red Sea. This is our common perception of that story. The Egyptians had changed their mind, and they were running behind them to slaughter them. They had the water in front of them. What are they to do? So they all started screaming and begging for their lives, something I think we can all understand. They yelled at Moses, they yelled at God, and when Moses finally speaks to God and asks for help, what's the Creator's answer in the Bible? The answer is, Ma titzak elai. That's Hebrew for, why are you yelling at me? The Zohar is teaching us that what that passage in the Bible is really all about is not God creating miracles for us. When God says, why are you yelling at me? The deeper spiritual meaning is, why are you yelling at me? I've given you all of the tools for creating the miracles. I've taught you all of the meditations. You understand the technology of how the spiritual dimension functions. You understand how cause and effect works in the spiritual world and how it's different than cause and effect in the physical world. Just use the technology that you've learned. What God is basically saying, this world is your world. You asked for this world, and now it's up to you to create the miracles that you need. There are forces out there that seem to interfere with our ability to access the energy of miracles. We call those forces chaos, when things don't work out. According to Kabbalah, there's a code word for chaos, and that code word is Satan. Satan, or Satan, is not some guy with a red suit and a tail that's pointy and horns and a pitchfork, some guy that's out to get you. Satan is a code word to explain any type of limitation, any type of energy which is opposite the attributes of the Creator. The attributes of the Creator are primarily tolerance, dignity, love, infinite giving, and total sensitivity. When we behave in a manner that's opposite to those attributes, we automatically connect to the energy of chaos. That's how the spiritual dimension works. When we behave with intolerance, lack of human dignity, insensitivity, not caring about the other person's point of view, not giving and sharing, we automatically draw the forces of chaos into our lives. So we have all of the tools to create miracles in our lives. We just need to understand what a real miracle is. Many of us are used to what we call fake miracles or sometimes miracles. What's a sometimes miracle? I'll give you a little story. I once knew a person that had a car accident and he broke a rib and he was miserable. It wasn't a very big deal, but the car was totaled and they took him to the hospital. While they were doing the x-rays to examine his rib, they discovered a tumor in his chest. He said, "What a miracle! If I didn't have a car accident, they never would have discovered the tumor." This is not the type of miracle that we're talking about. These are the types of miracles where sometimes you have it, sometimes you don't. And we know that from the Creator's point of view, the Creator always wants you to experience miracles. It's only the forces of chaos, that force called Satan, that wants you to have the sometimes miracle. Why does that force want you to have a sometimes miracle? Because this way you're always uncertain. You're always in doubt. You're always looking over your shoulder saying, is the chaos going to happen today or will I have a miracle today? That's what that force wants. It also wants you to believe that it's God that creates the miracle, meaning the responsibility has been taken out of your hands. It's up to this higher power or a higher being. Yes, I have to behave good, and then it becomes a point scoring system. If I'm good, I get the miracle. If I'm not good, I don't get the miracle. That's not how it really works from a spiritual point of view. The Creator wants us to have miracles all the time, and the forces of chaos will do everything in their power to make you think that, one, the miracle comes from God, which is very ironic, and two, sometimes you get the miracle and sometimes you don't. That's not what we want. We want to be able to push a button. Let's call it the miracle button. And when you push this miracle button, you automatically enter the miracle zone, meaning you enter a dimension where miracles are the norm and chaos is the exception. Some of you might be saying, what is this guy talking about? But this is how the true nature of reality works. The mystics of Kabbalah have been trying to give this technology over to mankind for thousands of years. Now, in the 21st century, in the time frame that we're living in, we can finally understand how to use this technology in our lives, push the miracle button, and enter the miracle zone. Okay, how do we get there? How do we enter the miracle zone? We first have to understand where we are and where we need to get to. Kabbalah explains that there are 10 luminous emanations, or 10 sefirot. These are different layers of energy that separate us from the Creator. The mystics explain that we can't access the light of the Creator directly. It would be too intense for us. None of us, not even Moses, had a vessel to make a direct connection with the light of the Creator. What we do is we connect to various levels of energy in a way that it won't harm us and it'll bring us the fulfillment that we're looking for. Think of the sefirot, or think of these 10 levels as step-down transformers. You wouldn't stick your alarm clock into the core of a nuclear reactor. That's a little excessive. I think we can all understand that idea. It's the same thing with the Creator. Just like there are step-down transformers from the power plant to our house, there are spiritual step-down transformers that bring the light of the Creator down to a manageable level so we can access it in a beneficial way. Another way to think of this is imagining a group of people sitting in a room with a bright light. If they were to throw blankets over their heads, would they be able to perceive the light? No. Does that mean the light is not on? The light is still on, but when you throw a heavy blanket over your head, you can't feel the light and you can't perceive the light. Under the blanket, it seems dark. But outside of the blanket, the light is there waiting for you. You just have to pull the blanket away. Now imagine that the blankets have different levels of thickness. Some blankets are very thick, some blankets are very thin. Meaning, for some people, you feel the light a little bit coming through the blanket, like you can make out some of the light, and other people have very thick blankets where you don't see the light at all. So imagine 10 people in a room, each one of them has a blanket of varying thickness over their heads. One man, call him man number one, has no blanket on his head, so he perceives the light completely. Another man, call him man number 10, has the thickest blanket over his head, so even though there's plenty of light in the room, he can't perceive it because he's totally under the blanket. I wanted to use this as an example so we can understand that there are varying degrees of perceiving a reality based on where you're at. Man number one felt all of the light. Man number 10 saw none of the light because it was concealed from him. Our physical universe, according to Kabbalistic technology, is the 10th man. We are the 10th dimension away from the light. The light is not readily apparent in our lives, in our relationships, in business, in health. That's why we have the illusion of A, there's no creator, and B, there are certainly no miracles going around, because we live in a dimension where we have blankets, we have coverings concealing the nature of true reality around us. Those blankets are our five senses. Our seeing, hearing, smelling, touching abilities actually prevent us from perceiving all of the other dimensions and all of the other universes, and actually force us to focus on the one reality that we can perceive and see, which we codenamed Malchut, the physical 1% world. 99% of reality is beyond the perception of our five senses. We are only working at a 1% level. Let's go back to those 10 men in the room. One man has no blankets over his head. The 10th man has a very thick blanket, or even 10 blankets over his head, for the sake of the example. What does the light in the room represent? The light here represents the energy of the Creator. What does that mean? It means no time, no space, no motion. It means infinite energy. It means automatic fulfillment. It is the zone of miracles. Is anything impossible for the Creator? Is anything too difficult for the Creator to do? This is what the light of the Creator represents. Infinite energy that is not limited in any sense of the word. The illusion of limitation only exists in our physical level because we have so many blankets concealing the miracle zone from us, the spiritual world from us. If you recall, we mentioned before that when a person behaves with attributes that are opposite those of the Creator's, we bring chaos into our lives. Now we can understand that idea a little bit better. It's us that creates the blankets that conceal the light of the Creator, that conceals the light of miracles. Every time we are reactive, intolerant, judgmental, not caring, insensitive to other people, what we're really doing is we're throwing a blanket over our heads and we're making it more difficult to perceive the light of miracles and the light of the Creator. And all of our fulfillment and energy comes from the light of the Creator. It doesn't come from ourselves. The light force of the Creator never changes. That energy is constant, always ready to give, always ready to be accessed, always ready to be tapped for the sake of providing the miracle. The only thing that changes is us, like those men in the room. All of those men were different. They had a different number of blankets covering them, so they had a different ability to perceive the light and connect to the light. But the light never changed. There's nobody playing with a dimmer switch, so to speak. The light is constant and always giving out the same energy. What we're going to learn how to do is, how do we throw off the blankets and enter that dimension where the light is easily accessible? Don't forget, the light wants to give. We prevent ourselves from receiving the energy by our reactive thinking process, by connecting to chaos due to our actions and thoughts. Also, that 10th man, the man that has 10 blankets over his head, because there's so much darkness around him, and visualize that for a second. You're sitting in a room, and you've got those 10 blankets on your head, and you can't see the connection between cause and effect. You don't even realize that there's a light there that's trying to shine on you because your blankets are so thick. This is exactly the nature of our existence. This is why we perceive events in our lives to be random, acts of God, things that we can't possibly control. We're constantly pulling the strings, and we don't realize it because we're sitting in the dark. What we need to do is remove those blankets and enter the miracle zone, and then we'll see how the whole process works. And we each have that ability. We just have to learn a little Kabbalistic technology. These 10 universes that we discussed exist within each and every one of us. Think of it as having 10 versions of yourself in the same place. These 10 dimensions exist within each one of us. They're like 10 parallel universes. It's not one after the other. They all exist at the same time. That's why you can access the world of miracles, which is any dimension beyond our last 10th level, by leaving our level.